Blog Talk Radio.
We certainly do need some devotion, given the evidence of things no longer. It's just a situation that calls for us to remain focused Because you would think by what you're laying witness to that everybody's bad, everybody's everywhere bad, but that's not the case there. I'm sure one of the founding fathers could have thought the very same thing, and the outcome would have been quite different. And when I said one of the founding fathers, I'm talking about Noah. Things from his perspective, I suspect, was going to hell in a handbasket, as they said. But nevertheless, he remained focused. He completed the task at hand. And not letting his hope and his expectation lie in his brother, his fellow man or sister. And King Dawood always expounded those things in the psalmist, how that he didn't place his trust in men, or women for that matter, that he placed his trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And so, I suspect some of us, internationally speaking, based upon what we see every day, the murder, the exploitation, the rape, the pedophilia, the kidnappings, the assassinations of leaders. If we remain just focusing on that in itself, I guess we would allow others to turn us away from Yah. And King Dawood knew this. And I suspect that's why he left the Psalms, because he knew we could get distracted, easily distracted about what was going on in our day-to-day existence, things round about us, but we still had the main focus and complete the task at hand. And certainly I suspect that's why some of you have joined with us tonight, Contrell and I, my fellow lead student from New York City, my brother and friend, to try to gain this devotion that's needed under these circumstances. So I don't have any comments as to today, just generally speaking. I don't have any specific thing to speak on, but generally speaking, it seems to be going to hell in the handbasket. Climate change, the earth is fighting back, animals are fighting back, and we're killing each other. So I suspect that when King Dawood left those songs for us to muse on and study on, it wasn't just to feel good about it, it's to exercise them in your lives, and so you can gather the devotion that you need to stay focused. My name is Young Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Show, a show that is designed exactly for that. Because Skytrail and I know that it's all about relationships, people. A constructive and positive relationship in regards to Yah, following his instructions, following his guidance, and being trusted in him entirely. And on every step you take, and as far as relationships are concerned, it's all about relationship, people. Relationships in regard with one another, how to treat one another. Because the evidence suggests, infers and implies, by the looks of it, we don't know how to treat one another. None of us. And also, that goes in relationship to strangers. What I mean by strangers, different nations. People different in who you are. How to treat them. Because we don't know. Because we've been taught wrong. I mean, all around the board, or the relationship with Yah, the relationships with each other, and the relationship with strangers. We've been taught wrong all around the board. And that's why Cartier and I, we burned the midnight oil. We delve into these matters. And then we ask you to make the decision at the end of every study session, because we can't make it for you. Cartrell and I, we can lead a horse to the water, but we certainly can't make it drink. So without further ado, let me bring my friend on. May the Most High bless you, all of you, and may he bless my friend and brother from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari, my brother and friend. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. I very much appreciate that. And may he bless you and your family, brother.
Thank you. I don't take that lightly, because we have the power to bless or to curse. And when we bless one another, those blessings come. It's like we can bless the Most High. So I bless the Most High with all my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Exactly.
So King David taught us to bless Yah and to bless each other. And that's what we need to do. You mentioned climate change and Noah's time. And times we live in it like Noah's time, because the people
Noah's time. I'm sorry, Cartier. I had to give you credit for that. You show, I didn't, when I was making that statement about climate change, I didn't relate it to Noah, but it certainly was some climate change, wasn't it, Cartier?
Oh, yeah. And they call it climate change. You know what I call it?
What's that?
Y'all turning up the heat.
I would have to agree with you, Cartrell, on that one, brother.
Yeah. It's the Most High turning up the heat, man. Volcanoes going off. They call it climate change, but the Most High is the one that brings drought and causes the land to react to the wickedness of man, to the blood that cries out from the ground. Looking at California, man, they got drought, fire, so much heat, it's burning the mussels. You know the mussels, them shells?
Yeah,
It's that billions of mussels are dying, have died. And it just shows that the ecosystem is out of balance, out of whack. Or that Yah is turning up the heat. You can call it climate change all you want, but it's Yah who really controls all of those things that I mentioned, fire, wind, air, sun, moon, stars, clouds, rain. And they're showing the lakes in California, they're like at 5% capacity. It's ridiculous. People have to move from out west, man.
They're going to have to.
Yep.
The earth won't be able to sustain them, Cartier. She won't be able to sustain them. She can't put out the fires and give them nourishment all at the same time. Somebody got to go.
They use the lakes, right, to scoop up water to put out the fires.
Right.
But the lakes are so low, they can't even do that no more.
Well, somebody got to go. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody got to go.
Showing a lady's house, she said she can't take a shower. She can't take a bath. She can't even wash her dishes because there's no water coming out the faucet.
The things we take for granted, Cartier.
Oh, yeah.
The things we take for granted. And you know what, Cartier, and it boils down, go right to back where we started at the beginning of this show. It's all about relationships. The relationship with the Creator, the Almighty, Yah. And how is that relationship?
And the beauty of it is that we're studying the man who had one of the best relationships with the Creator, King David. Both in his life and the challenges that he faced, and then his mindset in the book of Psalms. Because like you said, the book of Psalms, I don't know if I would have made it in my youth if the book of Psalms didn't help me through my youth.
Well, Cartier, I concur with you, but also, Cartier, today as we speak, we need these Psalms. We need these Psalms. Not to take anything from your youth, because you're right. You said at one point in time, for your youth was concerned, you was ready to tap out. But one for y'all to hold on. Don't hit the mat. Boy, then sit down somewhere, Cartier. Don't hit the mat. I got plans for you. Yeah.
There you go. And studying the Psalms gave me so much understanding Because, you know, right. when you're young and dumb and you do stupid
right.
things, you ain't got no kind of understanding.
No.
He told me to meditate on the Psalms, and it really opened up my eyes to spiritual things, you know?
You have to.
I see the world through spiritual eyes based on the study of my king, King David. He's my hero.
Yeah, Katra, you have to establish and maintain that relationship. And I seriously mean, you have to establish and maintain that relationship. And King Dawood understood that.
Yes.
And he said,
it wasn't a sometimey thing for him. It was a 24/7, 364 thing for him. for all the days of his life and beyond.
Right. He could sense when the relationship with him and Yah was severed. And he would cry. I said, I can't do this now. Not by myself. I need you, Yah. I can't do this. Come on back to me. Whatever I did wrong, I'm Lord and a worm. I ain't nothing good in me. And you right. Whatever wrong, I know I didn't. With this relationship, I know I've done something. You hadn't did anything. So whatever I've done.
You know what the beauty?
Right. Go ahead,
you know what the beauty of his relationship with Yah was?
What's that, Katra?
That other people could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saw that King David had a magnanimous relationship with Almighty God.
Right.
They could see it.
Right.
They knew that the Most High, the creator of the universe, was with King David. Even his enemies knew it.
Well, we're going to find that out at Katra.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Katra.
Yep.
Fellow students, let's get busy then. We're going to find this out. Chapter 13 of First Chronicles. If Katra has done with his commentary.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's get busy then. You know, he was a humble type fellow. Although he was king, he was still humble. Then King Dawood consulted with the officers of the 1,000 and 100, with every chief officer. King Dawood said to the entire assembly of Israel, now, if you approve in conjunction with that, and Yah, our Elohim, concurs with your approval, let us send far and wide to our remaining kinsmen throughout the territories of Israel, including the priests, and the Levites in the towns where they have pasture, that they should gather together to us, come together, in order to transfer the Ark of the Covenant to us. But throughout the days of King Saul, we paid no regard to it. Our mind was distracted. The entire assembly agreed to do so. So the proposal pleased, he was a humble type brother. The proposal pleased the people. King Dawood then assembled all Israel from Shehur of Mizraim to Lebnahamah in order to bring the Ark of the Covenant from Karah Jerim. King Dawood and all Israel went up to Bala, Karah Jerim of Yehuda, to bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of Yah, enthroned on the cherubims to which the name was attached. They transported the Ark of the Covenant on a new cart from the house of Abinadab. See, here, good intention can get you messed up if you're not following Yah instructions. A good intention may be good, but if you're not following Yah to the letter, it makes no difference if you had good intentions. Let me show you about the relationships. And it's all about relationships. You can't do what you want to do with Yah and think that's going to, even though it may be you had good intention, even though what you proposed to do was good, it was a good thing for leaning to your own understanding is concerned. And you, I don't see no problem with it. Well, you may not see no problem with it. Surely that be the case sometimes. But nevertheless, when Yah gives you instruction and codification, therein lies your problem. There is a problem with it. So good intention, although good, can turn out wrong for you. And that's about relationships. Uzzah and Poe guided the court. And King David and all Israel danced before Yah with all their might, with stones, lyres, harps, timbrels, cymbals, and trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Shaddon, here's the good intent, the act of good intent. Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark of Yah because the ox has stumbled. That ain't your problem. The ox ain't your problem. The cart ain't your problem. You should let Yah handle his business. Now, I ain't trying to be too hard on Uzzah. And I hope the Most High restored his soul for his name's sake, because he had good intention. He didn't do it for reasons of malice. He just thought he was helping Yah. Yah don't need your help. That's what's wrong with a lot of us now, Cartrell. We think we're helping Yah. Yah don't need our help. And when he asks for it, he know how to ask. That's our problem, Cartrell. I'm going to tell you the truth about it for some of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would comment that everybody has a part to play in a nation that is organized by the Most High.
Exactly.
And everybody's not meant to be in certain places or touch certain things or look upon certain things. You can't take that for granted. So they didn't follow the instructions like they were supposed to, because first of all, the ark is not supposed to be on any kind of cart. Poles that you can carry it with.
They're supposed to carry it.
Specially assigned men that were supposed to carry it in their hands, not put it on a new cart. I don't care how new it was.
Right. See, that's when you try to do things, you lean to your own understanding, Cartrell. Two wrongs don't make no right. Because they never should have put it on their cart in the first place. Y'all was trying to teach them something right there. Okay? About relationships with me. Right. Go ahead, Cartrell.
After King Saul died, they didn't really have the system tight-knit like they should have. Because they should have known better. They should have known better. But they realized that after all this time, the ark been sitting up in a place. We ain't even seen it or addressed it or gone before it. Let's go get it, bring it back, which was the good intention, but you forgot how to carry it. You forgot how to manage it. You forgot the rules and instructions on handling it. As a result.
You should have read the code. You should have read the code. There was codes left. There was codes left. They should have read the code book, Cartier, before they went and did anything. I mean, the king.
Which is what we're doing now.
Read the code book. You make any kind of move, although your intentions may be good, they're wrong.
That's like the example that you always bring up about an electrician and the codes that the electrician got to follow.
Right.
One of the codes is, if somebody's on a ladder and they're being electrocuted, you can't touch them because you will be electrocuted.
Right. You can't touch them.
You don't follow the code and you see somebody on a ladder, they're being electrocuted. You try to go grab them. Boom. You missed the code. You're not supposed to touch them.
Although you had good intention, but you still dead. Right. Okay.
That's what happens sometimes.
It does. That's why you got to have the code book in play. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yah was incensed at Uzzah and struck him down. Why? Because he laid hand on the ark. He was not authorized to do so according to the code. So he died there before Yah. King David was distressed because Yah had burst out against Uzzah. And then they named the place Perez Uzzah, as it is called today, as it's still called at the time of these writings. King David was afraid of Yah that day. He said, "Oh Lord." He said, now this is what he should have done the first time around. How can I bring the ark of Yah here? What's the code? So King David did not remove the ark to his place in the city of King David. Instead, he diverted it to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. He didn't know what the code was. He said, let me get the code right. Before I make another move, let me read the code book. And the ark of Yah remained in the house of Obed-Edom in his own abode 3 months. And Yah blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all he had because of that ark being there. But see, he did. That's what he should have did First, I mean, we need to stop jumping the gun on things, Cartrell, too, okay? That's how I probably want to jump the gun on everything. Yeah, I know ain't nothing wrong with y'all loving y'all. But stop jumping the gun and stop going against Yah, because when you go against Yah, you go against his word. Then you're standing against him. You're going against the code. And you're leaning to your own understanding. Then the outcome is not constructive and positive for you. And we say this all the time on these study sessions. This is something serious, people. I say this all the time. This is no game. Whatever you think you're playing with, this is not, Yah is nothing to play with. I'm just saying like that. He's nothing. I mean, see how King Dawid got scared. He said, oh, Lord, I suspect. Oh, how can I bring him? What is the codification for his travel? And in relationship to anything, as far as the relationship with Yah is concerned, the first question you must ask each of us, what is the codification in regards to this matter? Then proceed. After studying the codification first. Contrary, what say you, my brother and friend?
Yeah, you got to look very carefully at all the details of the codifications, because mm-hmm. only the priests were supposed to handle the Ark of the Covenant. And we've seen movies about the Ark of the Covenant, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and these, you know, Germans trying to find it, and this dude who's supposed to be an archaeologist trying to find it. Why are they trying to find it when you know the history of it and the codifications of it? Only certain people were meant to handle it, but you go on looking for it, knowing all the trouble with people who touched it or bought it. The Philistines captured it and took it and put it in their temple and their god, and the next day fell on the floor, and they broke out with plagues and all that kind of stuff. But you going to find the Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. Now, the Israelites, during King David's time, they were supposed to know the code. But it shows that they had to slow their roll and find out what the codes were, because you have to pay attention to every little thing that Yah tells us to do. And don't assume that your good intention is going to show get you favor with the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Uzzah, like you said, had good intentions. He didn't want the ox to fall on the ground. That's common sense, right? Yam Suf, you there? Or you disagree?
All right, Cartrell, fellow students. Cartrell, thank you very much, brother, for your commentary. And we're going to proceed right on.
You heard my commentary, y'all?
Yeah. I heard a little bit as I was passing.
Yeah,
a little bit, because I had to do something, and I had to get out of earsight for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did I miss something, Cartrell? If so, would you mind repeating it?
It was a train of thought
regarding
mm-hmm. The good intentions of Uzzah.
Right.
I mean, he didn't want the ark to fall on the ground. That's common sense, right?
Right, that's common sense.
The fact that he wasn't supposed to touch it, because that ark is holy. And he's not in the position of being, you know, clean or holy to touch something that is so close to the Most High. But he wasn't thinking at the time, and he lost his life. But
yeah, he let his emotion get the best of him, Katrina.
Yeah, so they went back to the code and allowed the ark to stay with a Levite, Obed-Edom. If you go back to genealogy, you'll find out that he's from the house of Aaron.
Okay.
He kept the ark for 3 months, and Yah blessed him because he's the right person to give it to.
Right.
So he probably was studying the code, finding out how we're supposed to move it, and getting all the facts about it. That's why Yah blessed him.
Mm-hmm. And it was showing him. Only the Levite is supposed to be handling this, okay?
Exactly. Anybody's not a Levite. And the fact that you could be a Levite, but you're not supposed to touch that evening because you have to be from the house of Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
All the Levites are not Aaronites.
Right.
So it shows that the nation of Israel went by the father's house, not the mother's house, like Judaism. Judaism goes by the mother's house.
Right.
The nation of Israel, if you from the house of Aaron, the man, Moses' brother, are you his seed? Are you his descendant? You can handle the Ark of the Covenant, which is why Judaism doesn't even duplicate the Ark of the Covenant to this day.
No.
If you the people of Israel, you're supposed to have that Ark of Covenant in the temple that's supposed to be built, right?
Exactly.
But that's not what we see.
Mm-mm. That ain't what they do.
All they
right.
better not do it.
Yeah, no, they don't want to do it.
Same with fire when you do that.
Exactly. Chapter 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent envoys to King David with cedar logs, stone masons, and carpenters to build a place for him. Thus King David knew that Yah had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingship was highly exalted. Why? For the sake of his people, Israel. King David took more wives in Jerusalem. King David begot more sons and daughters. These were the names of the children to him in Jerusalem. Shammah, Shobah, Nathan, all of us know, Solomon, Ichar, Elishua, Liphet, Nogat, Negath, Yafiel, Elishama, Belida, Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that King David had been anointed king over all Israel, the Philistines went up in search of King David. But King David heard of it. He went after them. Yeah, you ain't got to look. The Philistines came and raided the Valley of Rephaim, Valley of the Giants. Ho, ho, ho. Not a green giant, though. That's play on words, ain't it, Cartrell? Valley of the Giants, Rephaim. And that's what it was, the Valley of the Giant.
He's a black
King
giant.
Valley. Yeah, black giant. Wasn't a green giant. Wasn't a jolly green giant. Ho, 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 green giant. No, wasn't him. King David inquired of Yah. That's what I liked about it. You know, when he made mistakes, he didn't persist in his mistakes. He went back to his bread and butter. Okay? He inquired of Yah. How shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands? And Yah answered him, go up. I will deliver them into your hands. Thereupon King David ascended by Pazarim. And King David defeated them there. King David yes.
We can see the pattern of King
mm-hmm.
David now.
Because mm-hmm.
he's facing a crisis as king. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He galvanized the people in the last chapter. He asked
right.
their, you know, got their consent about bringing the ark, you know, to Jerusalem. People consented. He, you know, got their, you know, consensus. But now he knows that he can't turn to the people for an answer, that this crisis is too great for them to give him an answer. So he's turning to the Most High Yah. And the fact that he turned to the Most High Yah as king, Most High answered him immediately.
Right.
And in getting the answer, he follows right up. He don't hesitate
right.
like King Saul did. He don't. Yeah. Him and Hall, he takes immediate
mm-hmm.
action once he gets the word.
Yeah, one thing about that, Katja, you know, as we learned by King Solomon, his son, there's a time and place for everything. There's a time to consult the people on matters. But this is not the time nor the place to consult the people on the matters. This is the time, King David, to consult Yah on the matter. It needs immediate, as you said, immediate attention. And he did what was necessary. It's king. And Yah burst out against my enemies by my hands as water burst out. That is why that place was called Baal Pazarim, because their god was Baal. They abandoned their god there, Baal. And Yah ordered these to be burned. King David ordered these to be burned. Once again, the Philistines raided the valley of the giants. Yah inquired that King, I don't know why I got Yah on my mind, but that's a good thing. King David inquired of Yah once more, and Yah answered him, do not go after them straight away, but circle around them and confront them at the Baca tree at the time and place for everything. And when you hear the sound of marching, when you hear this, the sound of marching in the top of the Baca trees, then it's time for you to go to battle. For Yah will be going in front of you to attack the Philistine force. I have an invisible army out there that you don't see. They don't see, but they there. They're headbusters. Yah did it. King David did as Yah had commanded him. And they routed the Philistines from Gibeon all the way to Gezer. King David became famous throughout the lands. And Yah put the fear of him in all nations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yah did, Katya. Not King David. Not the exploits of King David. But because of Yah, he put the fear of King David throughout all nations. Because King David did what he was told to do. And nobody could whoop him. And the Most High used psychological warfare on them, too. And them headbusters walking in the top of them trees. If I heard something walking in the trees marching toward me, hell, I don't know what I'd do, country.
Huh.
What's that marching in top of them trees? Now, I see King Dollar right there. And here, folk, what the hell up in them trees? Marching. That's them headbusters. In the valley, the giants.
Go ahead, UFOs God. Today, extraterrestrial.
Yes.
Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Alien.
Yeah, they were aliens walking up in the tree. I mean, can you imagine? You hear some just walking.
They called Yah's host. We call Yah Zevaot, the Lord of hosts. The host of heaven, these people today call extraterrestrials. They're calling them aliens.
Well, whatever they were, and they were alien to us, and still are alien to us, they were marching up in them trees. Valley of the Giant.
So I see my trade goes way back to ancient times, because mm-hmm. I give a shout out to the masons and the carpenters
mm-hmm.
that built in the house. So.
Oh, yeah. They had them tools, King Hiram of Tyre. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to have skills. You had to have skills, Katria.
Like I said, the close relationship that King David had with the Most High, him, you know, growing up being a young shepherd boy in his family, the least mm-hmm. amongst his family, to becoming king of the whole nation now, the people right. could see that the Most High was with him.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine living in his time and meeting him, and you could see the Most High Spirit on him.
Well, one thing you said, Katya, people could see the Most High was with King David.
Mm-hmm.
But little do they know, fail to realize, King David was with Yah. Okay?
Yeah.
Can't
have one without the other.
Right. I mean, he knew what side his bread was buttered on, Katya. Okay? Unlike some of us, unfortunately. Sad to say, but it's true, Katya. We don't know what side our bread is buttered on, and we try to do things, although they may be of good intent, although you may mean well. But if you have no codification to do something, why are you doing it? We got brothers and sisters today, as I speak, Katria, are doing things today that they have no business, have no authority to do, because they have no codification to do. Although they may have good intent, Katria. But do you have the authority to do it? If you don't have the authority, I mean, you're standing on shaky ground. Okay? And it's not going to support you. I meant well. Well, wasn't nobody else doing it? And he don't need you to do nothing. But what he tell you to do, and you can't do that. You can't do what Yah tell you to do, but you can do everything that he tell you not to do. I mean, y'all must don't understand it. Like Cartrell and I suspect understand it. You don't want to be making no move unless he said make a move. He don't need your help. You need his help. As we see about the aliens in the baka trees, King David needed his help. And he knew it. And King David didn't make a move without him. So unlike some of us, Cartrell. So unlike some of us. All
don't
right,
be needing, the Most High's people astray in the wrong direction, down the wrong path.
That's what I'm saying. Without the codification, without the authority. And if you ain't got the authority, you ain't got no business saying it and doing it. They go for some of you sisters out there too. Okay? I see some of y'all get beside y'all stuff on Fool's Book too. Okay?
Which is why we need doses of humility.
Yeah.
We need tons and tons and tons and tons of humility.
Exactly. And that applies to everybody. The Most High don't care nothing about your gender. The Most High don't care about feminism. The Most High cares about what you're doing. And when you
care about
you,
family.
Right.
What are you doing with your family?
Right. How you loving on your family, building up your family, your nation. Which when you build up your family, you have built up your nation. If you don't have built up your family, which is the cornerstone to building up nation, then you forgot that you don't know nothing about nation building. Some of you sisters need to learn at home.
Motherhood.
Motherhood. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Instilling constructive and positive idea in your sons and daughters where they'll go out killing each other and writing rap songs to glorify, making $1 million a boot. And teaching your daughters how to be whores on the street, shaking their ass, excuse me.
Fatherhood.
Yeah. Tattooing feet to head, not a tattered sense in their damn head. You
see the young sister that won the spelling contest?
Right. You sisters are the cornerstone. I mean, you're trying to pull the cart before the horse. You're trying to get everything that's beneficial for you, but you're not trying to get things that's beneficial to a nation. That goes for you men too. I ain't letting you off the hook. The Most High don't care nothing about your gender. If you ain't doing the right thing. The hereditary, a house can come through your name. And what if you ain't doing them, what you good for? If you ain't taking care of your family, taking care of your children, loving on your wife, loving on your children, taking care of your community. When I mean family, your historical house, not only your immediate house within the family, and then help rebuild your nation, what are you doing? And you're doing everything and saying everything and telling everybody to do everything is counter-contrary to what Yah says. You're doing use us all around the nation. You're doing use us all around the nation. Not only all around the nation, but internationally. You're doing use us. Just because you think it's the right thing to do. But you have no authority to do it. Oh, I didn't want Yah. I didn't want to ask the Paul and Dr. Christ because I thought I know better. Y'all couldn't do it by himself. He need pull me. He don't need you for nothing. He knew you when you was in your mother's womb. Now how do you think he gonna help y'all? Some of us need to get our minds right, Cartrell. Start playing with y'all because the evidence don't lie. We see the outcome of playing with y'all. We see the outcome in our communities. We see the outcome in the so-called climate change. We see the outcome in so-called our relationship with different nations. But we refuse to look at the outcome. Because we like to lie to ourselves and each other. Oh, Young Sue, all that old fool don't know what we talk about on that show. Him and that country, they ain't no dinosaur. They don't know what's up. They don't know. It's time for new sex. It's time for the alphabet sex. Just have any letter you want. They don't know what you're talking about. Why try that old stuff? Try something new. Next week, it'll be a monkey. It'll be a goat. But it's something new. Try it. Matter of fact, we'll let you carry the flag to lead the charge. Why treat your wife right? Cheat on her. Why treat your husband right? Try something new. Cheat on him. Mistreat your children. Have sexual abuse with them. Just do everything you want to. Come on now, people. Come on now, people. Come on now, people. Good intention, although may be good, it won't suffice. And the Most High don't care nothing about your gender. You better believe it. If you can't follow rules, you can't follow codification, you're going to suffer the consequences. You can walk around here with a flag talking about I'm the greatest feminist in the world. You can walk around here with a flag talking about I'm the greatest man in the world. But if you're not following the codes of Yah, you are nothing to Yah. Stop lying to yourselves and each other. And stop looking at the evidence. As Cartrell and I bring these studies to you every week. When you get off these shows, take an opportunity and time to look at the world. Look at the world. Listen, I just heard what Cartrell said in Youngstown. I'm looking at this climate change. I'm looking at these so-called leaders. I'm looking at the murder of little children in the community. I'm looking at the sexual abuse of the women and the sexual whoredom of our women and the prostitution of our, and rape of our little girls and whatnot. They coming up missing. But they doing all this other stuff that they said what Yah said. But the evidence just don't, it don't ring a bell. Something ain't right. And they tell us get new sex. What we got to change the old one for? The old one help bring babies here. Help men and women love each other. Oh, they say you got to help new because y'all, see, that's past tense. We know what's good for you. You don't know what's good for yourself. Try it. You just may like it. Yeah, you just may get caught up. Trying something you're not authorized to be trying just because they said try it. Your enemies tell you try anything, you'll follow. And you'd be the first one to grab the flag and walk right ahead of them and say, yeah, I'm the flag bearer. And I'll bust you up soup in the head. I'll bust you up soup in the head. For bad mouth for y'all too. Yeah, I sure will. Mm-hmm. And you just do that. Bust jump soup in the head. Ain't gonna get you nowhere though. Young Sue just get a busted head, but he'd be all right. I'm sorry, Katya. I thought it was music. Katya, what is your commentary, brother?
Only that our enemies will tell us that it's wrong to have two wives, but LGBTQ is good. And we see that King David, what he doing to Jerusalem? It says, and King David took more wives.
Mm-hmm.
And he got more sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's family. He ain't just run around right. Jerusalem sleeping with every honey he could get, which he probably could have did. But he took wives and got more sons and daughters, making a family, the king's family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these are the names of his children, which he had in Jerusalem. That's what he's supposed to be doing, being fruitful and multiplying like y'all told us to do. Not doing the alternative world that we're in now. And I'm so glad. I'm so happy. I hope these brothers in Haiti caught the right men that killed this president,
too, bro.
The brother.
Me too.
I hope they're the right guys that they caught.
I didn't dig there,
because,
bro. That's what I'm afraid about.
The pain and the hardship of our brothers and sisters in Haiti has been so long. And
it
so
is.
They've been doing so much. And why would you inflict more pain on people who are already in pain? And that's all they did, to put Haiti in chaos and turmoil that they don't need.
Crazy, bro. It's evil as hell.
It is evil. It's like the times of Noah. The world is wicked.
Yeah. All right, Cartrell. We're all set now for another lovely study session in Psalms.
All righty then. Yes, sir. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the book of King David. The book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. And what's peculiar about this psalm is that this psalm is not a prayer. This psalm is instructions to the nation of Israel, to our people, straight from the king's mouth. He's giving us the antidote on how to connect with Yah.
The last time you did this one, Cartrell, let me remind you. You didn't do it in its entirety. You broke it up into, I think, four phrases. Yeah. Yeah, you broke it up into four phrases because I got the markings Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. You broke it up into 4 sessions.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember doing that, but this is one of the most powerful psalms in the book.
Okay, well, it's however you want to do it. I don't tell you how to, I'm just giving you some update on what you did in time past. But this is another day, and if you want to do it the way you want to do it, that's your prerogative. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much interesting stuff in this particular book of Psalms 37. Because he's giving us a pathway of righteousness. He's giving us the pathway, the doorway, to see how to avoid evil, what's going to happen to the evildoers, what's going to happen to the righteous. He's telling us what the future. So this is basically a prophecy. We call him a king, a psalmster. We call him a shepherd. But he actually was a prophet too, King David. And this is one of his prophecies. Mm-hmm. So he tells us, we give thanks and praise to the Most High, the King of the universe, to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for even giving us King David, our king, to leave us such profound wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on how to connect with you, Yah. Praise be your name. King David instructs us, what? Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. And that's what happens in our time, right? We see evildoers, they're all rich, they jet setting, they got yachts, they got Maybachs, they got all kind of stuff that you would think that wicked people shouldn't have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Power, might. He said, don't fret yourself because of their power and might and wealth, and don't be envious of what they got. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. He's talking futuristic. Trust in Yah and do good. The first instruction, which you're supposed to be doing, Yom Suf?
Exactly.
Trusting in Yah and being good.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to do good. So shalt thou dwell in a land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He didn't say you come into heaven, like Christianity want to teach us. He said you shall dwell in the land, and the land he's talking about is on the earth. Verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself in Yah, which is what we do. We're finding out the ways and the qualifications of Yah, who he loves, who he gives strength and power, who he protects, who he shows his mercy and loving kindness to. And if you could testify that Yah has done that, you should be delighting yourself in Yah, that he's given you life, that you could testify that you've seen the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the season, and you've tasted the fruit of the earth and the vegetables and the meat that Yah has provided for you. Do you delight yourself in Yah? He shall give thee the desires of your heart, if they're good. Commit your ways to Yah. How many of us have committed our ways to our Creator? You have to commit yourself, trust Yah, and delight yourself in Yah. Trust him also, and he shall bring it to pass. Do you trust that Yah will bring your desires to pass, if they're for good? He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. So in order for Yah to bring forth your righteousness, you have to be doing righteousness. You have to be doing good. If you're doing evil, wickedness, and you're caught up in that world, there is no room to bring forth your righteousness. And your righteousness should be a light unto people, just like King David. They can see his righteousness and they can see his light. And what judgment did he get? An everlasting blessing with the Creator of the universe. Rest in Yah and wait patiently for him. That's the hardest thing for us to do because we got our own agenda. We got our own plan. We see our own way out. And Yah. And wait patiently. Most people don't have patience. We want things here and now. Noah had patience, didn't he? It took him 120 years to build that ark and to take the taunts of the people who taunted him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who brings the wicked devices to pass. We see them all around us. People are successful in their wickedness. Got serial killers and mass murderers and governments that go into other governments and assassinate other people's leaders.
Right.
Cease from anger. Because, you know, anger gets you in trouble. All emotion. No rationale. No forethought. We like to be angry because we think that's power. King David says, stop being angry and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Learn to be patient. Rest in Yah. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, because anger will cause you to do evil. Wrath will cause you to do something stupid that you will regret. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Yah, they shall inherit the earth. Did you catch that, Yamsuf? Evildoers are going to be cut off. What that mean? The cycle that we're living in is not going to go on forever. With a wicked rule and got prosperity and the people that's trying to do the right thing suffer. Most of us said evildoers are going to be cut off, and those that wait upon the Creator, they shall inherit the earth, because he's going to clean it up. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. It ain't going to be no more wickedness, no more murder, no more robbery, no more rape, no more pedophilia, none of that stuff that's going on now. All that stuff is going to be shut down in a little while, King David says. He said, man, you're not going to be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place like an archaeologist, and it shall not be. Where'd they go all of a sudden? But the meek shall inherit the earth. They tell us that in Christianity too, right? But King David said it first. Guess where they got it from? They plagiarized. The meek shall inherit the earth. And people think that meekness, humility is weakness. But we know that King David was meek and he was humble, which gave him so much power. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. That's what we all want, right? That's why we say shalom. We want peace, right? But we ain't getting no justice, so we say no justice, no peace. The wicked plotteth against the just all the time, every day, and gnash upon him with his teeth. Yah shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Do we see, like Yah sees, that the people in the power that are wicked, their day is coming?
Yeah.
You ain't really got to worry about it, because Yah going to take care of it. Yes, the wicked have drawn out the sword. They're shooting everybody up with COVID-19 vaccination and have bent their bow. Yeah, they're ready to go to war, World War III, to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Now, Sue, what is an upright conversation?
Conversation pours in the word of God.
And basically, are most people involved in upright conversation or just talking trash?
Talking trash.
So you'd rather be involved in upright conversation than to be talking trash, right?
Exactly.
And that's all that goes on in Fool Book, because there ain't no upright conversation on Fool's Book, is there?
Very few.
The people don't know what to talk about. And what they're talking about is not upright. It says, their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Yah's done it before, and he's going to do it again. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Ain't that the truth? I'd rather be with Yah than to be on top of the world in wickedness. Right? People want to be rich and famous, and they compromise their soul. They sell their soul. You know, they do whatever it takes to be rich and famous. But it's better to have, you know, a little bit and know that Yah is with you than to be rich and famous and to be wicked.
Exactly.
For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, just like Pharaoh. But Yah upholdeth the righteous. You got to be walking the right path, doing the right thing, doing good. Yah knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Did you catch that, Yamsuf? Because it's talking about forever. How long is forever?
Well, forever is forever.
Yeah. And what does it say? Who attains forever? Yah knoweth the days of the upright. Right conversation. Yah be walking in righteousness. He says their inheritance shall be what? Forever. A billion years is the beginning of forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. That's what time we're living in right now. Shouldn't be ashamed. Why? Because you're doing good. You're walking in the righteous path. And in the days of famine, which we see coming from the West Coast, they shall be satisfied. We ain't worried about the West Coast vibes coming this way. Hope that the people out west know Yah. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yah shall be as the fat of lamb. They shall consume. Into smoke they shall consume away. That's that fiery judgment that everybody knows coming, right, Yah? Too?
Mm-hmm.
Wicked is going to burn like the fat of lamb. That's what he's saying. You ever see lamb fat burn in a fire?
It be popping.
Jumps up, licks up more, the more the fat melts. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. So it's better to give than receive. Show mercy to the poor. Help people that need help. That's what you should be doing, not borrowing and not paying back. Who borrows and doesn't pay back? You just take the money. You're stealing. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Yah has to bless you. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. You don't want to be cursed by Yah. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yah. Yes, because a good man is following the codification that Yah has left behind. And he delights in his way. Yes, that's what I said. The good man is following the way of Yah. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Because, yeah, a good man going to fall every now and then. But he's going to keep getting up and trying to find the right way to do things.
Right.
For Yah upholdeth him with his hand. Yeah, Yah will pick you right back up. It's like the King David. King David fell, right? He brought the ark back. He had good intentions. But a man got killed because he didn't do it the right way. But Yah didn't keep King David down forever. He grabbed him by the hand and picked him right back up, didn't he? Because he prayed to Yah and asked Yah for forgiveness and for help. I've been young and now I'm old. That's us, yo. Yet have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. So if you walk in the path of righteousness in the way that Yah will have us to go, you're not going to be begging for bread and your children won't go hungry. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. So the key to connecting with Yah is to be merciful to others, right? Give unto others, be merciful to others, help others out when they need your help. That's the whole key.
Right.
Depart from evil and do good. Yes, America is filled with evil. Your TV movies are filled with evil. The movies are filled with evil. What they do in the newspaper is evil. We surrounded by evil. Most often depart from it and do good. And dwell for how long? Forevermore. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. How do you dwell forevermore? You have to depart from evil and do good. Because you're trying to preserve your soul. In order for you to dwell forever, Yah, to restore your soul, you have to do good by departing from evil. For Yah loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. So he knows who we are. We are his saints. And we ain't talking about the saints in the Christian church. That's where this word comes from, saint. The Israelites, the nation of Israel, are his saints. They are preserved forever. How long are Yah's saints preserved for, Yamsu? Because this word keeps coming up.
Forever.
Right. That's not a short period of time, right?
Mm-mm.
But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. How long is that?
Yeah, it's cut off. It's cut off.
So they're not going to enter that world of forever, forever, ever, ever. They're going to be cut off from forever. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. He keeps saying it over and over again. That's what makes this psalm so powerful, because this psalm is about everlasting life and how you attain it. The righteous shall inherit the land, not heaven, and dwell therein forever. So the earth is going to be here for how long?
Forever.
The righteous shall inherit. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. That's what we're talking about now. This judgment that's coming to burn up the wicked and cut them off from the everlasting. The law of his Elohim is in his heart. You can't just talk about it. You have to be about it. It has to be a part of you, right? The heart is the seat of your emotion. The heart is the seat of your emotion. Either you love Yah's law or you hate it. It's either one or the other. None of his steps shall slide. So if you love Yah's law and it's in your heart, you're not going to slip and fall. The wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay him. Why? He's on that path of everlasting that he can't attain. He wants you to slip like he slipped and go to the world of Sheol like he's going. That's why they're trying to get the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Yah will not leave him in his hand, no matter what they plot, no matter how they feel, no matter what they try. It doesn't matter. Nor condemn him when he is judged. So he's going to try to point out all your dirt, where you fell, you know, where you was dirty. Yeah. And you're not looking at the other side of the judgment, because Yah is the judge. And he's judging your heart. So again, King David tells Yisrael, wait on Yah and keep his way. That's all you got to do. That's what he did. When he told him, like, should I attack the Philistines? He said, no, wait, go around. And wait until you hear what? The rustling in the trees. Did he wait?
Yes.
He sure did. And did he get the victory? He waited and he got the victory. So he's telling us to do the same thing. Wait on Yah. Be patient and keep his way. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land, just like he did for him, King David. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it, just like he saw the Philistines cut off, the Raphaim, the black giants in the Valley of the Giants. I've seen the wicked in great power and spread himself like a green, yet he passed away. And lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. The perfect man is the one who's upright and does good, and his end is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yah. Now, throughout all this Bible, our people are looking for salvation, right?
Exactly.
And it's telling you right here what salvation is. Where's salvation?
From Yah.
Salvation is with Yah. And who's he saving? He's not saving people that believe in his son because his son made a sacrifice for their sin. He's saving the righteous. That's what it says, right?
Mm-hmm.
The salvation is of the righteous, is of Yah. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And we live in a time of trouble. If you're not walking righteously, Yah is not your strength. Yah shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. The whole key to the whole matter. Trust in Yah, follow his orders, follow his codifications. You will attain salvation. You will attain everlasting life. No joke. I didn't say it. It's written in the books. Chapter 37 of the Book of Psalms. You can attain everlasting life if you understand and apply the codifications that are in this book. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, Gautreel, it's family night. And I don't need to say any more because it's family. I know Abby doesn't have anything to say because, you know, she's trying to recover. But I'm sure if she could say it, she would praise Yah and thank him for his many blessings. Just like I do, Gautreel, I praise Yah and thank him for his many blessings. Because if it wasn't for him, wouldn't be no yum soup. As a matter of fact, I thought about that. It wouldn't be anything. The world would be void. And so I'm thankful for the Most High, for my health, my peace of mind, the food I eat, the air I breathe, a little bit of money I got, a little bit of friends I got, the hope and trust in him to restore my soul for his name's sake. The bottom line, Cartier and fellow suitors, for everything and then some. I want to bless Yah and praise his holy name for that and everything and then some. Cartier?
Yes, sir. I want to do the same thing. Bless and praise give glory to Yah's holy name for all that he's done for me, all that he's done for my people, all that he intends to do for us. I pray that he continues to guide us on his path like he did King David. And when we fall, that he be there to help us and hear our cry and help us through our trials and tribulations and help us through this wicked, wicked, evil, violent, crazy world that we're living in. Day
Amen.
By day, it seems to get worse and worse. And
Amen.
We pray that he gets closer and closer to us like he was with our fathers, like he was with King David. And we thank him again for leaving that path behind, right? I'm sure he wrote these scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
And how these scrolls survived and lasted to this day, we give thanks and praise because everything else out there don't even match any of this that we're reading right here. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of people take these Psalms for granted, but there's so much power and might and insight in them that it's good that we're doing them over and over. So I'm thankful for my family, for my health and strength. Thankful for everything that Yah has done for me, you know, throughout my life. And I pray that we continue to have that loving relationship between us that we do have.
Amen, country. Now, I had to concur with you on that. Well, you know, King David always pointed out to you sometimes that he had scribes and recorders. So what does that tell you? Somebody was writing down what he was dictating. Okay? That's why you have what you have, and that's why Cartrell and I bring them to you in these studies. Well,
and imagine the people around him absorbing this wisdom that he's given us now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being around people who are like-minded like him.
Exactly.
All the people were of one mind when they came together with him. And he
mm-hmm.
was, they were hearing what he was saying, what we're reading now.
Exactly. All right, Cartrell. All right, folks. Bless Yah and his holy name. Well, Cartrell and I, we don't know, but we do know this for certainty. You get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. And the study sessions we've learned about leaning to your own understanding, about how they can have a negative impact upon you, and how you should place all your trust and all your hope and all your desires in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because therein lies your answer, the solution to all that ails you. So you won't lose focus. As we said when we first came on, we were talking about Noah. One man, one family, under the midst of a lot of evil people. But his love and devotion for Yah, he didn't lose focus. That's the kind of focus we want you to have for yourself. I don't care what anybody else is doing. What are you doing? And, you know, we said it at the, during the discussion of the show, that Cartrell and I, we can bring everything to you, but we can't do anything with it. It's up to you. It's up to you to take this information that Cartrell and I provide for you and apply it to your life. It takes action. Just loving y'all and not doing anything, that's not going to work. You got to love y'all and put in some work, okay? I don't care how you can do it. There's always something you can do, okay? You know, you can treat somebody right. You can do somebody right. You can point somebody in the right direction and so on and so forth. And you can live right. You ain't got to do what everybody else is doing because they're doing it. They didn't come here with you. And they ain't going to stand before the Most High with you either. You better believe that.
Shout out to my sister, Abigail.
Yeah, Abby, you know what she told me to tell you something, Cartrell. And I keep she keep telling me to tell you something to the effect. Now, you know my thinker broke, bro. Abby, I keep telling me to tell you something I would tell you. Man, well, what Abby, what was she saying? I think she said she love you like, you know, like a brother or something like that. Something to that effect. Not verbatim. And she got you on her mind, and just like I know you got her on your mind. And something to, well, basically, bottom line, she cares about you. And I can't remember how she said it. So don't
Straight
hold
up.
Me. Yeah. That she cares
she
about you.
She told you to ask me something. That's not a question.
Well, no. No, it wasn't. I don't think she told me to ask you something. She just told me to relay information that she was concerned about. She,
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think it was a question per se, but that she'd asked about you and whatnot, and so how you were doing, things of that nature. But like I said, don't hold it against me specifically, because I don't want to be wrong. But I do know she asked about you, and I tell him, you know. So, but I'm telling you now, she asked about you. How she put it specifically, I ain't gonna lie, because I can't remember, you know. So please forgive me, Patrick. Please forgive both of y'all. Forget y'all. Forgive me, Avia. The old thing ain't what it used to be at, country. I'm going to tell you that.
You got to write things down, man. Get your notepad and stuff.
Like, yeah, you ain't lying, country. You know, you think you... Yeah, I need to be giving me some notepads. You ain't lying. All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking notes.
No, taking notes. Hold on, wait just a minute. Let me go get my phone. I think Abigail may be sending a question to you. Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Carpio. Let me see. Oh, yeah. She said, bless him and his family and thank God. Thank you. You need to take your time, Avia. Bless him and family. Thank G-O-R prayers. What is G-O-R prayers, Avia? Bless him and family. Thank... Oh, for prayer. She said, for prayers. She said she's appreciative. Thank the Most High for you and your family and for your prayers. Okay. Yeah, praise y'all. I know she won't give me toes. You knew it was coming. I knew you knew it was coming, country. I'm good with it. But look here, fellow speaker. What's that, country? Yes. Yeah, we both are. And she sounds a whole lot better. She sounds a whole lot better, and she's upbeat. She's focused, and she sounds good. She's fighting like heavyweight champion of the world. Okay. And praise y'all for that, Cartrio. Praise y'all for that. You know, because you don't want to lose good folks in this fight. She's good people.
Okay. Black seed oil.
What's that, Cartrio?
Black seed oil.
Yeah, black seed oil. Yeah, she. I think Katria, I think she said her family has sent her so much black seed oil, she probably go and market.
Okay, sick of it by now.
Yeah, she'd open up her own little bodega, black seed oil. Okay. All right. Look here, Katria, my brother and friend. I heard about y'all's situation in New York, though, with all the rainwater. And Katria, what would possess people to go down in a subway to catch a train when the water is down? What you going to catch?
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you know that I grew up on that exact same block, 157th Street?
You did?
I took that subway to junior high school and elementary school.
You did?
That same subway station.
That guy was
walking through that black water.
Yeah. What are you going to catch like that?
I grew up on that block, man. It's crazy.
They ain't got no common sense. They think of broke.
They could have got electrocuted.
You know what I'm saying?
Train was coming in, and they walking in the water. You're crazy as hell.
And you don't.
People ain't got good sense.
They ain't got no good sense. You don't even know what that thing yet. Where you slip off the walkway, cause you ain't got no indication. You slip right off into on that third rail, man. It's a wrap.
Well, electricity and water, you're gonna catch a charge, man.
Right.
They put plastic garbage bags on their legs and walk through the water. Like that was gonna really help.
Oh, and that and like a train is a submarine. They're like contrary the Beatles. I'm gonna catch the yellow submarine. The yellow submarine. What, they thought it was gonna catch a submarine or some contrary?
I guess so. I guess they were desperate to get to where they was going.
I know desperate, Contrail, but what do common sense come into play, Contrail?
Common sense is uncommon, bro.
Shut up, Contrail.
Uncommon, common sense.
It's uncommon. Well, Contrail, by the looks of it, I saw those people on your old block.
Ain't no way in the world I'm walking in that black, muddy water to get to a train.
And I called Abby. I said, yeah. But I knew she was still in the Bronx. I said, Abby, what's up with that? She said, Yum Soup, they think of broke.
I was shocked because I'm telling you, I grew up taking that very same train station with the better part of my youth. From the time I was in elementary school to junior high school, I used to take that same train station to school. 157th Street. That was my block.
It was crazy, country. It was crazy. And I missed it. Call when I saw it. But yesterday, for some odd reason, man, my back was killing me. It's improving thanks to y'all. It's improving. But, I don't know how I got through the show yesterday. But praise y'all. And I told him, you helped me get through the show tonight. I'm going to give you blessing at Thanksgiving, which I'm doing. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't have got through it tonight, bro. And the more I got into it, the more things felt better. And so all praises and Thanksgiving. I told him, if you do this for me, you restore my health, I'll give you praise and Thanksgiving. And I try to keep my word. So I like to give him all praise and Thanksgiving because yesterday, Katria,
yeah,
it was happening wheels. I think you could probably sense it in my voice. You know, Abby, y'all, she tunes into my voice. She knows what's up. And I had to play her off. Ain't nothing wrong with Abby, y'all. What you calling me for? She said, I know something ain't right with you. I can't hide enough from her, man. You know, I can't hide the cookies in the cookie jar for her. Okay?
I felt it, but I didn't want to say nothing.
Oh, yeah. Because you've been with me long enough to know. And I knew you could sense it, but I tried to play it off. I said, Contrail ain't sensing this. But I know you enough to know me that we've been dealing with this for so long. Something ain't right with Soup. That's what you probably say. I don't know what's up with it. Something ain't right with it. Yeah. I kind of figured you sensed it. But I couldn't hide nothing from Abby if I wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been with the show so long, Contrail. I can tell when something bothering you. If something bothering you, Contrail, I've been listening to you going on 2 years, maybe three. And that time, I can pick up on, I can sense something. That's because you love that brother or you love that sister. And Abby, y'all said it. She said, when you love somebody, you can pick up on what's bothering. You don't know what specifically what it is. But you know something bothering them, okay? And she ain't lying. Because I knew, I said, I'm going to play it out. Abby, if she may pick her, I said, Katria, he may pick her something out, but he don't know what's up. But then, soon as I get out of the phone, touch baby with her, I, what's up, Abby? How you doing, sister? You doing all right? Then she said, yeah, I'm doing okay. But how you doing? I said, what you mean? Katria, you know, joking, trying to play it. Your brother don't like. Don't like folk know when they hurt, you know what I mean? Brothers try to play it off. That old macho man. Macho, macho man. Macho man, nothing. You better cry to y'all like I did.
Y'all bring you the tears, man.
Yeah, boy, that macho man, you know, it would work, brother. I had to go to y'all. I said, y'all, please give me a break. You restore my soul for you. And if you do, I'm going to give you a Thanksgiving and praise, which I'm doing that. give me some relief. And I'm so grateful because yesterday, man, I felt like Mike Tyson that came to my house and beat me up when I was asleep, man. And I could hear him in my dream. Get up, I'm going to beat your behind. Get up.
Yeah, it's the little things with y'all.
Yeah,
all your trouble.
Ain't
no trouble.
I'll
put it in y'all's hand.
Yeah, that's who, exactly who I took it to, Cartrell. Went straight to it. All right, Cartrell. Do you have any closing remarks, Cartrell?
My heart goes out to the rest of our family that's out there. Ima Adora,
yeah.
Mother Raya, Ima Wendy Pettis,
Sister Huda.
All the Israelites that's out there that's in the struggle. Pray that the Most High continues to send his guardian angels out to look out for us, because the wicked people are on a rampage.
As Cartrell, join forces with Cartrell, that the Most High protect him, guard them, bless those that bless them, Yah, and curse those that curse them, universally speaking. Okay?
Now, Yah.
Cartrell, love you, brother. Love your family. Thank you, brother. And may the Most High bless you. Abby, y'all, you know we love you. Hey, you got to get back on your scribe job, sister. You know, you've been laying around here faking and carrying on. You know, been faking sick. I'm going to call you after the show, but you know, you need to get off that bed, man. We need you on your job, baby girl. Hey, Katya, you know she's going to talk bad to the notes. You already know. She said, "Swat soup want to go there." My thinker, bro.
Wait till she get the energy back. It shouldn't be too long. She got all them grandchildren.
You already know. Look, Gregory probably over there saying, "Hey, soup time by mama." And you know Bree over there probably falling out of the bed, lad. All right. Well, Cartrell and I, we're finna go. We love y'all. And Most High willing, we'll be back this Monday coming. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. That is not working for you. That is working entirely against you. That the Most High direct and order your steps. Follow the codification and do something in your life. Don't just talk about how much you love, y'all. Show the world how much you love, y'all, by doing right by your brothers and sisters and each other in different nations, okay? By living righteous, okay? And whatever you used to do, stop doing it. Turn away from it. Turn to Yah. I don't care if you fall down. Get back up. Get back in the game, okay? We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
We are the love of strangers that say a silent prayer. We are the love of mothers that taught our hearts to care. We are the patience in the sacrifice of yesterday. The silence in between the breath of all the words we say. We are the proof of life our ancestors gave. We are the proof of love from the cradle to the grave. We are the best of struggles that we won't have to bear. We are the heir to all the prayers that float upon the air. Children that may never know our names. We are the peace of people that won't walk upon the earth, we knock on heaven's door. We are the life that teems along the deepest ocean floor. We are, we are, we are. Omega, we are everything, the one. We are, we are.